Okay, Tov, good morning. Shavua Tov. I wanted to wish a Mazal Tov to Jonah Gorjan, but I think he ran out early. Jonah had a baby girl. So Mazal Tov, Bezat Hashem. Yerbus Machot Be'isa, Bezat Hashem. Today's halakha we're going to be talking about is a head covering, wearing a kippah or head covering. Where does this come from? What is the custom? Is it a mitzvah? Do you have to? When do you have to? What is exactly the idea here? So the Gemara actually brings a few times all over Shas, brings different stories of when there's an instance of a topic regarding a concept talking about a head covering. There was one story in the Gemara, Masechet Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about a rabbi who wouldn't even walk without a kippah. Forget about wearing a kippah when you're praying, when you're making brachot, saying Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, those you have to wear a kippah. But he wouldn't even take four amot, six steps, he wouldn't even walk without wearing a kippah. And in the halakha, it's written, it's actually brought down that a person should have this custom, a person should try their best not even to walk without a kippah. This is the ideal thing to do. What constitutes a kippah and where does this come from? So there's a pasuk, it says kadosh, we read it every day, kadosh, 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 right? And we say, melo kol ha'aretz kevodo. Hashem's honor fills the world. What does that mean? That means that everywhere in the world is filled with Hashem's kavod, Hashem's honor. That being said, we wear a kippah in order to remember that Hashem is always on top of us. Always think about Hashem. Always have Him on the front force of our mind to never chas v'shalom to forget about God. So therefore, this is where the minhag comes from, for a person to wear a head covering. Now, what is considered a head covering? So head covering is considered something that covers a person's head that's not his own part of his body, that can be seen from all four sides. So it can be a hat, it can be a cap, it can be a kippah, or anything of the like. There are some things that are not considered a head covering, and that is, for example, your own body part. You can't use your own hand to cover your head. That would not count. Or, for example, if a person wanted to wear a kippah, sometimes you see in Israel, there's some Israelis, they wear these kippot that are very tiny, they're like the size of a baby kippah, that you can't really see it. That's not a kippah either. A kippah has to be, halachically speaking, has to be able to be seen from all four sides. That is the halacha. And I'll finish with one last interesting halacha. Of course, we know, obviously, if a person is praying or saying anything that has kedusha, anything Hashem's name, saying a bracha, of course he has to have a head covering, right? Also, if a person, let's say he forgets a kippah or whatnot, he can use his sleeve to cover his head. His sleeve also counts as head. One's arm does not count, but your sleeve is a cloth, that would count. If it's somebody else's hand, since it's not your own body part, somebody else's hand can cover your head as well. I remember once we were praying in a minyan, there were many people who didn't have kippah, we were praying outside somewhere, and so we had a line of people, one person had his hand on top of the other, on top of the other, and he saw like 20 people's hands like this, on top of each person's head, and we're praying mincha like this. People are praying the Amidah with their hands and heads going up and down like this, bowing up and down. But really, halachically speaking, as long as it's somebody else's hand, that would be enough. The last halacha for today is, what if a person prayed, or he made a bracha, and only afterwards he realized, I wasn't wearing a kippah. I forgot to put on a kippah when I prayed. Does he have to go back and repeat his tefillah, or repeat the bracha? The halacha is no. No. If a person made a bracha or prayed without a kippah, although you're not supposed to do that, if a person did that and only realized afterwards, he would not have to repeat, he would not have to make a new bracha. Gabule, Hashem accepts the bracha, He accepts the tefillah, and Bezat Hashem will always do things in the proper way, and Hashem will always accept our tefillot. Have a great day, everyone.